Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about how to copyright a song and earn royalties. So surprise, surprise, I did just that at the end of 2017 when I came up with a new song called Cutie Baby. Now, what's Cutie Baby? Well, Cutie Baby is a samurai lullaby. So when you're a parent, the first 3 months to 6 months, all you're doing is trying to spend time soothing and getting your baby to eat and sleep. You know, babies wake up every 1 to 3 hours every single night and every single day. So you've got a lot of time on your hands. And one of the best ways to soothe your baby to sleep is to let him or her hear your voice. And a lot of times when you're up at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m., whatever it is, you have a lot of time to yourself to think. And one of the things that I did was think about how to put together a song. As a parent, you stop speaking in normal sentences. You start using this language called parentese or sing-songy language where every single thing you say is like a little melody. So I figured why not create an official melody, and that is Cutie Baby. So I just have a couple goals for this podcast. One is to share how musical dreamers can copyright a song and potentially earn royalties. And two is to help new parents get their kids to go to sleep better with a brand new lullaby that can be easily sung. So let's talk about how to copyright a song first. Well, under international law, copyright is the automatic right of the creator of a work. All you've got to do is record your song, write out the lyrics, and voila, it's copyrighted. Given I own financialsamurai.com, a copyrighted website, I just have to publish the lyrics and the song here for worldwide distribution and I'm good to go. So that's exactly what I've done with the post. And with this podcast, I'm going to have to sing to you this song, so don't cringe too hard. It's just a little lullaby, but this is how I can make it official. Alas, even though I've told everybody how it's important to start your own website online, to at least brand your name online, I think most people aren't going to do anything about it, but that's okay. So in order to enforce copyright without a website, you just need to be able to prove your ownership. In the US, the main way to prove your ownership is by registering your beautiful song with the US government's copyright website. It's copyright.gov. So for all you creators out there, there are 7 simple steps to copyrighting your song. 1, record your song. The easiest way to do so is through the voice recorder on your mobile phone. In fact, I just do all these podcasts on my iPhone right here. It's pretty easy. Or you can use your laptop. Just make sure you write out the lyrics or email them to yourself. As soon as your song is recorded, it's copyrighted. Then go to copyright.gov, click on the Electronic Copyright Office where you can make an online copyright filing. The whole process takes about 5 months. 3, register a free account. Just click New User to open your account. 4, complete your online copyright application. 5, you got to pay a $35 fee. It's probably going to go up over time. 6, you upload your electronic copy of your work. Many types of files are accepted, but just check with the copyright office's complete list to ensure you're not sending an incompatible file. Basically, you want to just send an MP3 or MP4 or a .wav file. And then finally, just wait for your copyright application to be processed. Again, mine took about 5 months, and then I got a really nice letter in the mail from the government saying that I had copyrighted Cutie Baby. Copywriting a song really is one of the easiest things I've ever done. The hard part is coming up with that song. So we've all heard all the all-time classics such as Rockabye Baby, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Baba Black Sheep, and so forth. And the funny thing is we hear songs all the time, and people are creating new things all the time. I just think most of us are not musically talented, including myself, and so we just don't bother. But again, if you have many, many hours of sleepless nights taking care of a baby, your mind tends to wander. So Cutie Baby was constructed in such a way that you can use your little one's name in the lyrics. All you've got to do is replace the word cutie with your child's name and you're good to go. If your little one's name is longish or doesn't rhyme with baby, that's okay. All you've got to do is truncate the name and add an A or a Y suffix so it does. For example, David becomes Davy. William becomes Billy, Katrina becomes Katie, Susan becomes Susie, Yolanda becomes Yolandi, Samuel becomes Sammy. Pretty cool how so many names can be used, right? That was my intention. So for those of you who also write and sing but are too afraid to share your work with the world, I say who cares? The worst that can happen is nothing. But the best that can happen is someone somewhere out there discovers your work and pays you to feature your song in the next Apple iPhone commercial and makes you rich and successful beyond your wildest dreams. We can always dream, right? The fact of the matter is, if you don't put yourself out there, nothing good is ever going to happen. So without further ado, let me sing the song Cutie Baby for you guys to make it official. Remember, the word cutie can be replaced with any name so long as it ends in an A or a Y. Okay, here you go. You fed your baby, you've burped your baby, you start rocking him or her to sleep, and you want to come up with a new song because he is sick of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Here it goes. Cutie baby, mama's here for you. Cutie baby, is there anything papa can do? Cutie baby, you look so sweet tonight. Dream away, baby, everything's gonna be alright. Little dragon baby, grow up to be so mighty. Cutie baby, everything's gonna be alrighty. Cutie baby, papa's here for you. Cutie baby, is there anything mama can do? Cutie baby, we're so blessed to have you. Yawn away, baby, we'll always be there for you. Little muffin baby, is there anything more we can do? Cutie baby, you've made our dreams come true. Sweet dreams, little one. We love you. So that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed the song. The lyrics are pretty straightforward. They're meant to talk about a mother and a father taking turns helping their little one go to sleep. And they have a lot of hopes and a lot of dreams for this little one. Namely, that they'll grow up strong and independent and everything's going to be all right. Because as a new parent, you always worry about something, whether it's their health, whether it's their future. There's just constant worry. It's just unbelievable as a newborn parent. At least that's what I felt. In the second verse, I switch things around a little bit where Papa is the main caregiver and Mama is there to assist so she can rest a little bit. It talks about how we as parents feel so blessed to have our little ones, because I know a lot of parents who try for years and years and years and can't succeed. And, you know, we're all getting older, we have our careers, things are getting more expensive, so we try later and it becomes more difficult. My wife and I tried for several years until we finally were blessed with our baby boy in 2017. So we are really appreciative, and I think these lyrics really kind of demonstrate a parent's appreciation for their child and also our desire to always be there and care for our little one. And finally, the final verse talks about giving thanks to our child and thanking the universe for having our child in our lives, because once your child is born, you cannot fathom what life would be like without your child. So I hope this simple melody and the simple lyrics can resonate with many, many new parents out there, and maybe one day it'll become a popular song. Who knows? If you're a new parent, I'd love for you to email me your version of Cutie Baby using your child's name. All you've got to do is open up the voice recorder on your mobile phone, record, save, name, and email it to me. I'd love to put your version up in this song or on the Cutie Baby page, the official page, because I know many of you guys are much better singers than I am. And the most important thing, again, is that your baby hears your voice, your tenderness and love. Let me conclude by talking about building passive income with royalty income. I think royalty income is some of the best and most lucrative income if you can get yourself a hit. Now, obviously, most of us will never have a hit, but did you know Michael Jackson continues to make tons and tons of money long after he's gone because of the royalty income that he generates? And this is something maybe all of us can try if we put our minds to it and give it a go. According to this site called TuneCore.com, a website that allows you to sell your music on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and more, there are 13 different ways to earn money through royalties from your song. So let me just list them all. 1, analog public performance royalties. 2, synchronization license royalties. 3, mechanical synchronization royalties. 4, print royalties. 5, digital download mechanical royalties. 6, streaming mechanical royalties. 7, digital non-interactive streaming public performance royalties. 8, interactive streaming public performance royalties. 9, digital synchronization license. 10, digital print. 11, mechanical royalty for a ringtone, ringback, tone description. 12, mechanical royalty for a ringtone, ringback, tone. And then finally, public performance royalty for a ringtone, ringback, tone. I had no idea there were so many ways to make money from music, and I bet you didn't either. I don't plan for Cutie Baby to make me any royalties for the foreseeable future. But just like how the LA Times picked up one of my posts about an umbrella policy back in 2010 out of the blue that helped Financial Samurai get on the map, you just really never know what will happen if you put yourself out there. So my song, it's a really simple song. And my voice, it's a really simple voice. Nothing special. But someone can take it and maybe do a remix or have their own version with their own lyrics or melody. Who knows? And that is a possibility. You're not limited by your own ability. You're just limited by your creativity and your willingness to put yourself out there. So if you're listening to this and you want to use my song for a commercial, a TV spot, or whatnot, just shoot me an email at financialsamurai@gmail.com. Hopefully everybody enjoyed this podcast. I'm wondering if there are any musicians or artists out there who earn royalty income at the present time. And if so, how hard is it to generate a decent royalty income stream? Thanks everybody for listening, and never stop creating and pursuing something that interests you, because you just never know.